The Good Portion, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Thursday, July 17th, 2025. The text comes from Luke 10. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village. And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." Carrie Vo writes, "I feel kind of bad for both sisters in this story. I feel bad for Martha, because who wants to go down in history as the one who got rebuked by Jesus, even if it was for a good reason? And I feel bad for Mary, because it hurts to have your sister mad at you when you are doing something good. Because make no mistake, Mary was doing something good. She was listening to Jesus. And if you know Jesus, you know he'd rather have you paying attention to him than off in the kitchen cooking up the most wonderful meal ever." Martha meant to show love to Jesus, and so his rebuke to her is gentle, and he only says something after she attacks her sister. But still, ouch. But it's something to remember, that, all things considered, Jesus would rather spend his time giving us gifts than sitting around waiting for us to give him something. He would have been happy with some water and a plate of grapes or figs, I'm sure. Then Mary and Martha both could have been listening to him. In the same way, Jesus doesn't need me to run myself ragged, putting on programs and making elaborate efforts to get everything just right at church or in the community, when something more simple would do just as well, and allow me to sit and listen to him. Because Jesus has the words of eternal life, he says to us, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus has already given us everything that is necessary for us when he gave himself into death so that we could become forgiven children of God. Now that he has risen from the dead, he has become the source of our life too, and he has promised to raise us from the dead at the end of the world. Everyone who listens to Jesus and trusts in him will have life and forgiveness and peace and joy. And we will have Jesus too, the best of all his gifts. What could be better? We pray. Dear Savior, help me to listen to you. Amen.